I did some midnight call of it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap, and I was looking into the Leipzig story or the Red Bull story, I guess, to be a bit more broad. And I was reading up a little bit about it, and the most interesting thing and the best summary I guess I could find there was written by Alex Beisel from the BBC. And one of the nice things about working for the Anfield Wrap is that you can message people and say, "I liked your article. Can you come on and talk about it?" And usually they say yes. So yeah, we have to thank Emma Sanders for the assist, but more importantly, to Alex for coming on and talking to us and about Red Bull. So Alex, thanks very much for joining me on a Friday night.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
We both put our boys to bed and we're both ready to go.
Fingers crossed he stays there now.
Yeah. Both of us are in a similar situation, which adds a bit of a, yeah, a ticking time bomb to these things, but all good. So as I say, Alex, I found your article that you wrote at the back end of last year on Red Bull. And yeah, as I say, I found it very interesting to go back as much as anything really on the story. So if you could fill us in a little bit on why Red Bull sort of chose Leipzig, if you like, because I didn't realize that it was sort of a bit of a roundabout way, and then they moved away for a little while and actually looked at some pretty big teams and some surprisingly big teams to me, but ended up back there. So if you could just talk a little bit about that process really, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. No, they initially looked at Leipzig, I think a few years before they actually end up taking over there. Obviously they've got other clubs, of course, in New York and in Salzburg. But they looked at to take over a club in Leipzig. Leipzig hadn't had a team that were in the top flight since 1994, I think it was. So, you know, it's going back some way. And in fact, hadn't been a team from what was formerly the East Germany since like 2009. So they explored there, and then they moved away from that idea for whatever reason. And they were looking at potential takeovers in São Pauli, I think 1860 Munich and Fortuna Düsseldorf were other teams as well. So, you know, quite a lot higher up the pyramid than where they eventually ended up investing in. But these were met with a lot of discontent from fans, and I think they were probably put off slightly by the backlash they got. So they end up going back to Leipzig. They end up basically buying the playing license of a fifth tier team called SSV Markranstadt. So they're like playing a kind of regional league in Germany, and they're a couple of miles outside of Leipzig. And yeah, they've bought them. They've invested. No, they've not invested loads of money in terms of the playing squad, but they've invested loads of money into, you know, just completely changing the club, calling them RB Leipzig, you know, changing the kit, the colour, the badge, everything like that. So the interesting thing about this, obviously, this kind of ties in with the whole sponsorship thing and the Red Bull thing, is that they're not allowed to, in Germany, you're not allowed to call teams after sponsors. So they got around that by dropping the Red Bull tag and officially calling the club Rasenballsport Leipzig. And Rasenballsport essentially translates to lawn ball sport, which doesn't really mean anything at all.